Welcome to Silence the Mind Cluck. I'm your host, Maria T. Finch, and I'm super glad that you're here. Get ready to quiet that mind and reap the rewards. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Maria Finch. I'm an intuitive strategy guide, and I am thrilled to have Chaim here with me today. Chaim, welcome.
Good morning, Maria. I'm glad to be here. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to have you here. So to start out with, please excuse my dog who is chatting here in the background. She's also saying her good morning. So to start out with, please tell us a bit about you.
I will start from the time I came to United States.
Okay.
It was in 1996. Uh-huh. I didn't plan on coming.
Okay.
But what happened, it was the best choice for me because I was homeless.
Oh,
the country that I was origin for. I came from Israel.
Uh-huh.
And what happened in 1995, I got divorced.
Oh, sorry.
And I gave everything to my ex. I didn't want my kid gonna miss anything.
Uh-huh.
I said to myself back then, when you learn something, it's your for life. You can redo it anytime you want.
Okay.
So if you learn to build something, nobody can take it from you.
Yeah.
You can start all over as many times as you want.
Uh-huh.
So when I left the house, I slept in my car because I didn't have any other place to go.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So about 1 year, that's what I was doing. In the morning, I didn't know where I'm going to sleep at night.
Oh.
I didn't know if I'm going to have shower, if I'm going to change my clothes, if I brush my teeth. Simple stuff that every human being have. I didn't have that.
Wow.
I have brother that live here in New York. So we talk on the phone and I ask him to send me a ticket to come to have those simple stuff, to sleep in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, to brush my teeth in the morning, to change clothes, to take shower, simple stuff. So I came to New York in 1996. Now we have another challenge. I don't speak English.
Wow.
So now I'm what's called double jeopardy. I'm homeless, and I don't know the language, so I was kind of afraid from some time. If I get lost, I walk outside of the house. If I get lost, how I can communicate?
Yeah.
How am I going to come back to the house where I'm staying?
Right.
Now, I'm over 40. I'm not a kid. So, and I need to restart my life from below, not even from scratch, from below.
Yeah.
But in the interesting part, in the English alphabet, we have the letter F.
Okay.
We use it. Are we living fear or we have a fate?
Uh-huh.
You can be in two places. You need to choose one.
Yes.
So I turn out I have fate in me.
Uh-huh.
So the first thing that I did when I came is as fast as I can to learn the language. Because
yes.
I need to communicate.
Right.
And I stay away from people that speak in my old language because I'm not going to learn anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what I did. I hang out only with English speaking people.
Wow.
I have a lot of error in the beginning.
Sure.
Still I am.
Yeah.
That's the way to learn.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's true for anyone learning a language. Immersion is always the easiest way to go.
Yeah, so I get it very quick, the language. Because mm-hmm. when you have something that you want to do,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the life make it easy on you because you want to do it.
Yeah.
When something that you kind of start to negotiate with life to do or not to do, you make it hard on yourself.
That's so true. Yes, I agree.
So here is no negotiation. I mean, that's what I want to do. There is that the way we talk to ourselves.
Yes.
Have a lot to do how we can do in life, which
That's
is mean.
So true.
And when you say I need to have or I want to have.
Uh-huh.
Which is when you think about that, when you need, you needy person. The universe, the world don't like needy people because they come from low point. And they're begging, they're pleading, they ask for favor, they want a chance. The world don't like it. But when you say, and it's a fear driven. There is fear behind that.
Yes, I understand what you mean. Yeah.
When you say, I want something, that's come from freedom. It's a choice that you make.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to do.
Yes.
Now people hear it different. And that's what happened to me. I learned that quick. I didn't know that back then, but that's the way I'm wired to think.
It's so interesting because as you're saying that, I'm thinking about an experience that I had. I was an exchange student in Portugal when I was 17. And I got there and I said, I want to become fluent in Portuguese. And I did. So yeah, I understand.
So a life build that way, something that you want, something that you need.
Yes.
Now, when you need, basically you need four things. You need air, you need water, you need food, and you need shelter. That's essential to people to live. All the rest you want. Whatever it is that you want, you're going to do something to get it. Because the need not going to give you that.
Right.
So I came here, I learned the language. The next stage in my life was in January 2009.
Okay.
And 2009, I got fired from what I was doing as a car mechanic.
Okay.
I started to work on car in 1969 as a kid.
Uh-huh.
I didn't choose that. Again, somebody else chose it for me.
Okay.
But back then, I was a kid. I didn't know much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would just obey order from grown up.
Mm-hmm.
So in January 2009, I get fired because I refuse to compromise my value for what they was asking me to do.
Okay.
Sometimes it's illegal, sometimes it's immoral, and I didn't want to play that game.
Yes.
So they fire me.
Okay.
So now I need to find some other place to work. I need to have income.
Yes.
Any place I went to look for a job as a car mechanic, I was overqualified. Nobody want to hire me. Because of my age, I'm already over 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they need to pay me for my knowledge and skill. Either they didn't have the money or they're not willing to do that. So I realized I need to do something different. Because this chapter in my life is already
closed. Yeah.
So I need to go some different direction to produce income.
Yes.
So what I did back then, I turned around to find who am I, what I know about myself. What is my purpose in life? Now, this question came to my head.
Yeah.
And I find two things. I love people and I love to help people. And that still don't give me what to do. I mean, I know to fix car. I don't know. I can do that to people. The same way I fix car, isn't it? It's to replace part and tune up. And I said, that's not what I can do. I'm not qualified to that. As I'm searching, I stumble on coaching. I said, well, coaching, that's what they do. They love people, they're helping people. I said, let me see how is that going to work for me. So I took the course. The school was in Australia, not even in state.
Oh, interesting.
And I didn't graduate. I have some argument with the school about that. They say, you want to graduate, you need to bring person with problem, fix it, and move on. I say, well, that's not coaching. That's
therapy.
I don't want to be a therapist. I don't want to deal with people problem because I don't know what create that.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they have it.
Yeah.
As far as I know, nobody fix problem.
Uh-huh.
Unless you change the way you look at that.
Uh-huh.
When you change the way you look at that, it's not a problem anymore. It's a challenge.
That's true.
So I said, I have a better way to work with people than problem. They say, okay, what is your way? I say, I want to take something good in that person and make it great.
Uh-huh.
So that's the path I want to walk. And they say, well, we don't teach that. And any school you go is the same thing. I say, yeah. I'm going to stay with that. I see, where is that going to take me? And I left.
Yeah.
I came to a friend of mine. She was event planner, not a host. She was the secretary for the event planner, which means she have a table in the beginning of the hall. She collect money and data from every person that's come to the event.
Okay.
And I said to her, do you like what you do? And she said, yes, I love what I do. I wish I could do it for myself. I said, okay, so I have an offer for you. I finished course on coaching, and I have my ideal to work with people. And I'm looking for a person to work with for free, just to see if my method is working.
Yeah.
And she said, yes, why not? In 3 years, she became the president of the chambers in South Jamaica, New York.
Wow.
She had the bigger office in the chambers. She was hosting from the first year event. In the end, she had about 15 tables for people that put merchandise on the table, plus guest speaker for the event.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, what I'm doing, it's working.
Yeah.
And I said, that's what I want to do now.
That's great. That's, wow, what an interesting story and trajectory that you've been on. So now let's share with our audience, what are some of your techniques for changing what you're thinking about? Because I love what you were saying, choosing between fear and faith. And also, how do you reframe what you're looking at in order to make it serve you better? So tell us some of the techniques that you use.
It's more than the way you think than technique. Mm-hmm. Which is, think about that. People want to change. Mm-hmm. But people hate change. People don't do good when change is coming either. Yeah.
I think it depends on the person. Like, some people really want change.
I will explain.
Okay.
Why is that? When you think to change something, you admit that something's wrong. Otherwise, why you change it?
Or you could, instead of saying something's wrong, you could just say, I want something more or something better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when we associate change with something else, which is mean when we decide to change something, yeah, why we change it from the first place? Because it's not good. Is nobody use it? It's too old. It's broke. It's sit in a corner collecting dust. Okay. So when you apply those to yourself, you say, I'm not any of that. Why to change? And I say, I agree with you. Don't change. You're good as who you are, and you're good what I did so far. Let's do something different. Let's add new activity into your life.
Okay.
Now, life happens on time and activity. Everything is time and activity when you look at it.
Uh-huh.
We need to learn how to walk with time. And we need to learn how to use the time,
uh-huh.
Not to manage time, not to control time. Now, yeah. When you add new activity, you need to find the time to do it.
Yes.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So now you take the time from activity that you no longer want to have or want to serve.
Can you give us an example for the audience?
Yes, yes. Let's say that you go into the gym in the morning. From 7 to 8 in the morning, every day you go into the gym.
Okay.
Once a week, doesn't matter. That's the time that you allocate to go to the gym in the morning.
Yes.
You decide to change it, which is mean, I want to go into the gym in the evening.
Okay.
now you have the time slot in the morning to do some other activity.
Yes. Okay.
So now you shift, you manage the activity, not the time.
Right.
The time is the same time.
Okay.
So the activity in the morning, now you do something different. You choose to do, I don't know, to sit, to read the book.
To meditate. So, yeah. So for somebody who is listening and thinks, well, my day is scheduled from morning to night, how do you suggest shifting that? Because I think like you are going to have to get rid of an activity. Maybe you're in the situation where you have to get rid of an activity in order to add an activity. How do you navigate that?
For the first 2 weeks, yeah, with no judgment, you have a lag. Exactly. So from the time you wake up until the time you go to sleep, what is your activity? And you get the... After 2 weeks, you see how's your time going? How's your day going?
Yeah. It's amazing because when you do something like that, I think almost every person on earth will discover time that they just kind of fritter away.
And here is what happened. Now, we are a creature of habit. Uh-huh. Even our thinking is habitual. Mm-hmm. So when you're in a habit, you don't need to think. You don't thinking.
Right.
You're just doing.
Right.
Yeah. When you do any activity again and again and become habit, because you're not thinking, the time is become short to do it. Now you have time that spill over because you don't think. The thing takes time from activity. Now, even the thinking, just the activity, how long you're thinking.
Can you give the audience an example?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You decide to ride the bike.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you start to think, I'm going to ride the bike now. Yeah. To where I'm going, how long I'm going to take the ride, when I'm coming back, what I'm going to do later. Now you're thinking about to ride the bike. You don't ride the bike yet.
Okay.
When you go out to ride the bike, now you start to rehearse what you're thinking about, the riding the bike. Yeah? And you're coming back and you're back to routine.
Okay.
When you do it every day, you don't think about to ride the bike anymore. You just go out, ride the bike, and come back.
Okay.
You eliminate the thinking part.
Okay.
When you eliminate the thinking part, that's time that you use to think about what you want to do.
That's really interesting. Okay. Uh-huh. I see where you're going.
When you don't think about that, you just go out, take the bike, ride the time that you allocate. And
okay.
Then you're coming back and you go to the next activity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, when you do it again and again and again, you don't think, you just go, do.
Okay.
When you do, you eliminate time that you was thinking how to do.
Okay.
This is the time that we spend. When you're not sure about any activity that you want to do, you're thinking about that.
Uh-huh.
You spend time. When you get into the routine, you eliminate the thinking.
So are you suggesting then that people should make things more routine so that they're not wasting time thinking about what they're going to do?
No, we can do that.
Okay.
What will happen over time, now you have time slot that left over.
So for somebody who's listening to this, so they write their log, and so you're saying to do a very detailed log. So yeah. For example, say that you spend 10 minutes thinking about like, okay, I'm going to create this. Maybe you're working on a project for work. And so you're like, okay, I'm going to think about how I'm going to lay out this project and what I'm going to do with this project. But don't you need time to think about those things? This is where I'm a little lost.
When you take the time to think about that, yeah, we go to the history, we go to the memory, how we did it in the past.
What if it's something you haven't done before?
That's the best thing that you can have. Because that's one of the principles of life that said, if you want to have something that you didn't have before, you need to do something that you didn't do before.
Okay.
Now see the magic that happened. You will never fail. It's impossible to make mistake and nothing will go wrong. Because you do something that you have no expertise, you don't know how is that going to work. So how you can fail? How you can make mistake? How something will go wrong? You don't know what you're doing from the first place.
Okay.
Yeah, think about that.
So, but I think that when I'm attempting something for the first time, like I've probably done some research about how other people have done it. And so I might have an idea in my head of like, okay, if I do it this way, this would be success. How do you eliminate that? Because I think that's the mind cluck is like, okay, I'm gonna try and do something new. And I know that this person did it this way and they had success. So I'm going to try to do it that way, but maybe I can't do it that way. Then I feel like I fail, you know? So like your mind gets going and all of that.
That's the way people think all the time.
Exactly.
And that's not take you anywhere.
So how do you change that?
Here is I explain. When you do that, after that, you get result and that's give you no matter what you do. Yeah, you get result and you get experience. Now the question is different. How does that make you feel? If it's okay. Make you feel good, great. Put more time on this activity. Here is time in activity.
Yeah.
If it's not make you feel good, it's even better because now you have something to learn. We resist what we don't know.
Okay.
Now, the mind have the tendency all the time to take us back to safety.
Yes.
When you go back to safety, you're not going forward. You're not innovate anything. You don't bring any value to the marketplace because you do what you know how to do, and that's what you limit yourself to do.
Right. Yes.
That's the reason that the society misjudge ADHD people. ADHD people, they operate on a different time zone, which is mean they have now and not now.
Okay.
This is the reason what society does, they treat them with all kind of medicine, medicate them to slow them down because they don't think they do. When they do, they get result and they got experience. Now they know a lot of things in a lot of area and those are the people that moving the world. If you sit and thinking about something and you go to your memory, the memory is record of the past. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you start to develop doubt. If you don't conquer the doubt, yeah, fear right behind that. When the fear kicks in, you paralyze. You're not going to do anything.
So for our listeners, what are some things that you would recommend for how they shift how they're looking at things so that they can quiet their minds and be, you know, accomplish what they want to accomplish?
I illustrated my story. Let's say that you're hungry and you're at home by alone and you want something to eat. You don't want to do sandwich anymore. You want to do something different, something warm.
Hot. Okay. Okay.
What the simple thing? Now you have no experience at all in cooking. You have no clue on nothing. What the simple thing to do? Scramble egg.
Okay.
You take the skillet, little bit oil, you break the egg, you scramble, 2 pieces of bread in a toaster. Now you have a meal.
Okay.
That meal going to come the same way that you serve in a diner? Uh-huh. No, but you have a meal.
Yeah.
Now, if you want this meal to be like the diner, do it for the next week every day. After 2 weeks, you're going to invite all your friends and family. Come, I make you scramble egg. You won't believe I'm better than the diner. What happened? You got experience.
Okay.
When you get experience, you know how to make it better. But you need to do it first.
So
that's the way life works. When you do, you get experience. Now, how you feel about that? You feel good? Great. You not feel good? You have something to learn.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So that's a really interesting philosophy. And so for somebody who is struggling with something and they have an accomplishment that they want to do, but mm-hmm. their mind is holding them back. What do you suggest scenario?
Most people, they are afraid to be bullied. Which is mean when you want to do something outside of your comfort zone, outside of your knowledge.
Yeah.
You need to search for who help and support you.
Uh-huh.
Not to tell you what to do or how to do it. Now, when you're not by yourself, it's easy on you to do anything. When you're by yourself, you have a lot of questions to yourself. When you're with someone else, let's say something like that. When you carry 100 pounds, it's heavy, it's 100 pounds. When yeah. I came along, I take 50, now it's 50. Now we share. You're not by yourself, you're not alone.
So you're suggesting finding mentors, or how would you translate that for the audience?
Someone that want to help and support you without judgment, without opinion.
Uh-huh.
That's what we have a lot. Opinion, we have it all over the place.
Yeah, that's really true.
Usually the opinion took you out instead of took you in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. I include opinions as, I think of opinions mostly as mind clock, because the opinion that matters most is your own. And you've got to figure out what your own opinion is about whatever you're attempting in life. And you can be informed by other people's opinions, but I think it's most important to really understand your own opinion.
I will tell you that. I hear people. I listen to myself. I hear you talking, but I listen to myself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And now, if I want to have the experience on anything, I need to feel, how does that feel to me, not to you?
Yeah, yeah.
And the only way to have that feeling is to do it. If I don't do it, I'm not going to have the feeling.
Right.
That's what many people do, and they get the wrong ideal in their life, which is, mean people see you're doing real estate, say, oh wow, real estate is a good area to produce income. That's a lot of income in real estate. I'm gonna do what you do.
Yeah.
So I take the course, I become licensed, I become agent, now I go out to the market. And I'm searching for the money. I'm not searching for the serving that real estate do. And it's not working for me. Same way it's worked for you. Why? Because I came from the wrong place. The way of thinking was different. Mm-hmm. So when you work with the way you're feeling, that's the right place to be. That's the right place that you're all the time on the right time, on the right place. You never be wrong, you never fail, you never do anything not in place.
So you're saying when you feel good, then that's what you want to do more of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You need to feel it. If you don't feel it, are you missing out?
Yeah, I think that's so true. I think so many people are just kind of on autopilot. And they do things because mm-hmm. society dictates them or whatever. So they're following a particular path, which they may not even like, but they're just on it. And so they're not connecting to that feeling because they're not thinking or feeling like, is this enough for me? Is this what I want? Am I happy? Am I fulfilled? Am I satisfied? And they're just kind of on autopilot.
Life has principle. And when you follow the principle, that's make your life much, much easier, which is cause and effect.
Yeah.
That's the one principle that's working in many, many areas. You do something, there is effect into that. Mm-hmm. Now, how you read the effect? It's empower you? Uh-huh. Or from experience, you say, no, it's not for me. I don't want to do it anymore. But not because somebody told me. It's because my own experience.
Right.
I didn't feel good about that, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Now, you don't need to hear other people what they say about that.
Right.
That's what we have all the time.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true. Because it only matters what you feel and think about it.
That's the reason. I don't give advice to people. I never give advice. I don't tell people what to do either. Yeah. I go along with what you want to accomplish. What you want to accomplish, I will work with you on that. Because what I think, my advice is good for me, not to you. Let's put it this way. If you need medical advice, you go to doctor.
Yeah.
You need law advice, you go to lawyer.
Yeah.
If you want entrepreneurial advice, we're supposed to go to the guy on the top of the chain. Now, we don't get advice. We get the blueprint. He say, I start here. This is the action I took to bring me where I am today. Now, you can follow the same way that I did, or you create your own way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we don't do that. We talk to friend, family, colleague, people in the street, and we get opinion. Now, here is the funny part. They have no experience on anything. How they can tell us what to do?
That's so true. That is really true. That is such a good point. Go to the correct source of information.
Now, when you go to the guy on the top of the chain, he will happy to tell his story. He loves to tell his story all the time. And everybody, it's another principle. Everyone to tell his story. He look for audience.
Yeah.
And now that's hard to come by.
Yeah.
Yeah. I help people in a way that keep their mouth shut.
Okay. Yeah.
And I do it very successfully. That's a trick that I use. I have a few tricks like that. The other end, I teach people to talk to anybody in everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. And I teach people to learn when to shut up. And listen.
Yeah.
Not to hear, to listen.
Yeah.
Because there is two things. You can hear somebody talk, but you don't listen to what they have to say.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Well, we have gone through our time really quickly. So I wanted to say, is there any last thing you'd like to say to our audience before we sign off?
Find someone that wants to help you and support you. That's what you want in life. I heard Jim Rohn. I don't know if you know who's this guy, if you heard about him. Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N.
I don't know.
He was a big philosopher. He died a few years back.
Okay.
And he says something like that. When you work on your job, you make a living. Uh-huh. When you work on yourself, you make a fortune.
Oh, that's great.
I play with that a little bit, which is mean, when you work on yourself, take another Maria, put on your shoulder. It's a very heavy. It's a lot of pressure. But when you walk with yourself, you have another companion shoulder to shoulder. Huh. Now you power.
Oh, that's good. I really like that. That's beautiful. Well, I think that is a perfect place for us to stop. So, Chaim, thank you so much for all that you shared today.
You're welcome. I enjoy it the same as you.
Okay, good. All right, to our audience, hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. If you found this content helpful, please like, comment, and share across your social media. Are you sick of Mind Clock clocking up your days? Book a free initial consult with me at mindclock.com and let's silence it. Thanks and have a great week.